The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Ladies, gentlemen, and mysterious unidentified stains, welcome to the show that's less hot tea with lemon and more scalding coffee served in a mug with a crack. This is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, where the only thing darker than the humor is the stuff they call coffee in the break room. This afternoon, your hosts will boldly go where no therapist recommends, poking fun at everything your mother warned you about and a few things she didn't know existed. If you're looking for uplifting, heartwarming content, kindly exit through the door marked Snowflake. For the rest of you misfits, sit back, relax, and enjoy jokes so sharp you'll need a tetanus shot just to listen. Chuck and Billy have opinions hotter than your ex's takes and more questionable taste than a gas station sushi buffet. So, pour yourself a drink, preferably something stronger than hope, and prepare for the show that proves life isn't fair, but at least it's funny, in a way that's definitely not safe for work, church, or polite company. This is not your cup of tea, because if you wanted something easy to swallow, you'd be at Grandma's knitting club and not here with the rest of us degenerates.
All right, man. Yeah, that guy was great, huh?
Yeah, he sounded like awesome.
Zero enthusiasm right there.
He sounded so awesome.
He was zero enthusiasm. I like it. I think it was funny.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Anyways, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. South County. You know, wherever we are.
Yeah.
So this is stupid.
Oh no, that's not a good way to start.
I'm so exhausted when I work. What movie was it? It was National Lampoon's Vacation. You know, the part where they're driving down the road and then they hit that bump and all her luggage goes flying. She loses her credit cards.
Yeah.
Remember the part where he's in the building and he's trying to write the guy a check to give him a credit card, ask him for money?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, not without a major credit card. That guy.
Yeah.
I kept saying it in the car driving all the way to work. I was like, not without a major credit card. And I kept doing it. And I'm like, why am I still doing this? Then I was like, look, I'm going to write you a $1,000 check. All I need is $300. And I go, not without a major credit card.
Not without a major credit card.
It's the way he does it. You know, write your credit card. It's whatever. I don't know where that came from.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was so bad. I was like, why do I keep... I just kept going, and people were watching me, like driving by me, like, "What is this guy doing?" I'm like, "Not without a major credit card."
Don't look at me. Not without a major credit card.
Not without a major credit card. What do you mean? You're looking at me. Not without a major credit card.
Everything could actually be that could be added to the end of almost anything.
Oh, that'd be great.
So if somebody asked you a question, not without a major credit card.
Yeah, I was wondering if you have any of not without a major credit card. Wait, what? Not. Wait, what did you ask for?
You should just do it just like for a couple hours out of your work day.
I'm going to do it at work.
Just answer people that way.
I'm just going to do it at work. I'm just going to be like, people are going to be like, excuse me, do you have any more of those pools? Not without a major credit
video
card.
Or it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Video or it didn't happen.
I need proof.
Yeah, I need proof.
I need proof, sir. Proof.
I'm gonna fact check that.
Fact. Yes, not fat check it.
I'm going to fact check it.
That was perfect.
No.
Even though it adds 10 pounds here, but you know, whatever.
The camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The camera adds a couple.
Like Jim Carrey?
Like 100 pounds.
No. Anyway, I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what you're doing either.
What just happened? Oh,
it's trying to reconnect, I guess.
No, it didn't. I didn't turn the thing on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Hang on. No, forget it. Anyways. All right. Well, I guess it's one show that's not going to happen.
Well, it is.
Well, I mean, like.
So when you're watching a video and it starts to buffer, that's what's happening right now.
Yeah. Buffer. It's like. Anyway,
like back in the day when you used to like go on online, when it cost money to go online,
yeah,
and things were uploading, it would take forever, and it would just like if it was a picture, it would come up real slow, like curtains.
Yeah,
you know, like it would just start to download.
Yeah,
like curtains coming down.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
You're like, come on.
And then if your phone was anywhere near anything, it would just make that noise. Like that weird buzzing noise.
It's like,
you knew you were going to get a text message because your phone would start making that weird high-pitched, like techie computer little buzzy thing.
Yep.
And it would be like, dee, 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 dee.
What's going on?
And you knew you were getting a text message right then.
Morse code.
And sure enough, a text message would pop through, and you'd be like, I can do it!
The military needs me! No, I'm just kidding.
We want you.
We want you. Not without a major credit card.
Perfect answer. Perfect.
They'd be like, you're going anyways. Not without a major. Let's go. Okay.
I'm too old.
Yeah, I wouldn't make it. Like, gunfight! Yeah, you guys go. I need to eat these donuts.
This is my... Yeah, I need to eat these donuts.
Who ate all the powdered ones? You guys suck.
I'll be right here on lookout.
I'll be right here in this crate. I'm not going anywhere. Ooh, bomb. Dang. Okay, I'm going to move over here a little bit. Yeah, that would never happen. At this age, no.
No.
Like, first charge!
I know, right? Can you imagine going, like, in the Civil War? even early, like, the Revolutionary War? Could you imagine being horribly... unfit.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then having to go.
Your buttons ain't fitting, and like one fits in the middle, and it just keeps popping.
Do you know how heavy those swords were?
Yeah, all the bayonets.
Yeah, no, just like the swords, some of them.
Although, yeah.
Like, can you imagine running around with one of those now?
No.
With the way ailments are now?
No.
Not a lot of people were, like, had a lot of the illnesses and sicknesses that people have now.
Yeah.
But imagine now.
Could you see it now? Like... what's the matter, man? Hey, what's wrong with you? I'm allergic to the pollen.
Yeah.
What? Just got allergies to the pollen. What's an allergy? What?
Yeah, imagine getting floated back in time.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would love that.
Now, if you get floated back in time to the Revolutionary War, as you are right now.
Yep.
And you're supposed to fight.
Our camera's dying, people. We don't know what's going on.
It's okay.
But anyways,
yeah, but the next thing you know, you're like... I gotta sit down. Oh my god, I gotta. You see me getting water? Who's got water?
I'm gonna fix this. It's driving me nuts.
And then having to run around that way? No, wouldn't do it.
No, absolutely not.
No. Yeah. So Chuck's over there fixing his connection.
You can
so.
See me. Hey guys.
Yeah, he's over there fixing the connection. It's okay.
Don't freak out though.
What?
Freak out, everybody. I'm just fixing this.
Yeah, he's just fixing it.
You can hear me in the background. Yeah,
he's got a loud mouth.
I know, big mouth.
Big.
That's a good show.
It is a good show. Speaking of shows and movies, 28 years later just came out on the 20th. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I knew it was coming out, but I forgot the date that it was coming out.
I didn't
know. So 28, yeah, I didn't watch it yet. 28 years later. And it's a part of a trilogy or group of films, 28 days, 28 then 28 weeks, then now it's 28 years. It's actually been like, 12 years or something like that, or 16 years since the last one?
I think so.
Yeah. And they were, it's a very huge gap in between. It didn't look like it was going to be all that exciting, but I was like, well, I have to watch it because I watched the first one and I watched the second one. So I got to get in there and watch that one. But there's also Megan 2.0 coming out, I think, Friday.
Yes.
So that actually I was interested in seeing because I was like, hang on a second. Didn't they like, I mean, if anyone that didn't see it, you might, you know, this might Yeah. Well, didn't there wasn't at the end of that first one, like, didn't they make it like kind of like she couldn't return, or was there like a
they mutilated a way? Good. So I don't know.
Unless maybe somebody duplicates. And remember that guy that duplicated it, and he tried to send it to that other firm. Maybe if there's a way to maybe if there's a way to duplicate her, and somebody like picked up the code, and they ended up duplicating her, because that's the only way I can think that they could actually slide in a number two. So. So, I mean, yeah, Megan 2.0 is going to be, I believe, coming starting in theaters on this Friday. So today's 25th. Yeah, 27th. So maybe this weekend we can jump over and take a peek at it. Or I'll just come over to your house and I'll watch it at your house. Or you could come over to my house and we can get it somehow.
Well, we're just going to record a video because it's not working. Thanks, Facebook.
Or we can record videos.
Hey, that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Who thought how to do that? Record videos, not without a major credit card.
Not without a major credit card.
See, I think
we can't go to the movies without a major credit card.
Can I have popcorn? Not without a major credit card.
Oh man, can I have can I have soda?
Not without a major credit card. It's just the way he sounds is why I kept saying it. I don't know what it was. He's like, not without a major credit card.
That makes me think of the movie Hannibal. You know the guy that, like, I don't know. So for those who've seen it, you're going to know what I'm talking about. The guy, yeah. One of the major players in the movie, he's Dr. Lecter.
Dr. Lecter.
Had mutilated his face.
Yes.
You know, and he talked funny.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a proper... And his little helper was called I don't know what he is, like a butler or something. His name was Cordell.
Buffalo.
And he would always call him. Yeah. And he would always yell for him. He would go, Cordell,
Cordell,
get me the Justice Department.
Get me the Justice Department. Not without a major credit card.
Bring him home.
Oh man. Yeah, so Megan, as you were saying, Megan 2.0.
Yeah.
I'm confused on how she's alive.
Unless
they start the movie as she was trying to remake her to make her better so she wasn't as what she was in the first one.
Well, that's because people don't learn from their mistakes, do they?
No, not in this day and age.
But I think, you know, there's many avenues you could possibly go with it.
Yeah.
But maybe somehow her code was not destroyed.
Yep.
And, you know, somehow, it, like I said, duplicated or...
Somebody found the chip on the floor.
Remember, we all watched Terminator, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And Terminator 2 and
3
and all of the other ones.
Five,
and, like, what happens? What happens when AI turns on you?
Yeah.
You know? You and here we are as we're watching it happen right now around the world, watching it happen everywhere. AI.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
Pretty soon, robots will take over, and then, you know, you're going to have Arnold Schwarzenegger at your door.
Ta-da!
Except there's no malls for him to break, throw people through plate glass.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing. We don't have malls. Our mall's gone. All we have is Target.
I know.
Wait, Bullseye.
No, there are some malls. There are a couple of malls, but there's not many stores in them anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, so now you got to go just for the food court.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It sucks, but you know, it was fun hanging out at the malls. My phone ringing.
I don't know.
Is it making noises?
Something.
Anyways,
it's possessed.
Like Robin Williams would do.
Yeah. So it looks like we got a couple of things. Like you already saw, 28 years.
28. Yeah, I saw it. I watched it.
It looks. Ridiculous, but
it's terrible.
You know, I feel compelled to watch it, even though I probably know for sure it's going to be ridiculous.
I mean, Final Destination, the new one, phenomenal.
Yeah, I liked it.
I thought it was good.
I went and saw that.
I thought it was great.
I did like. I don't know. So we're gonna we can talk about it, but I don't want to ruin anything for anyone.
Yeah, we're gonna anyways. No, I'm sorry.
Avert your ears.
Avert them. Stick your fingers in your ears.
Well, the beginning of that movie was similar to the beginning of the other movies, but not but not the same.
Yeah.
Because it was not a a normal premonition.
Yeah.
So that I thought was pretty pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like the idea of that. Obviously, the movie's called Into Final Destination Bloodlines.
Yeah.
So you know it's got some kind of thing to do with a long lineage, right?
Yep.
So it starts off like that, like pretty cool. But what I really loved was the end. Like
the end was amazing.
The end was like what it needed. It needed to be there.
Yeah, that was something that I was never expecting right off the bat anyways.
Yeah. But it was like almost a tribute.
Yep.
You know, to the other movies, which was awesome.
That was great.
So you get, you know, the fact that you could get all the way through and you're like, how does this have anything to do with this or that?
And then bam, you're like,
and then you find out.
Whoa.
And then you find out. Yeah. And it's cool. Cause yeah. I liked it. Not everybody does, but I liked that part.
I thought it was a great movie. 28 years later, terrible.
Did you notice that in all the Final Destinations, there was always a boss that hit somebody?
Yes. Right at the end, one at the end. I can't remember. Was one of them at the end where she was like, whatever, and then bam! I was like, yes.
Well, there was the one in the first one.
Yep.
And she stepped off the curb, and bam.
Uh-huh.
And every single one, I think. They're almost. There might have been like one that didn't have it.
I think so. Wasn't there one somebody got hit with a sign?
Oh, yeah, tons of that. But there was always like a constant. Like there was always, it seemed like a constant. And then I picked up on it, like the bus.
Yeah.
Every single time. Every single movie had a bus.
Always. Always.
And in the first one, there was two.
Is it like one in like,
yeah.
A bus. Bam!
Yeah. But I mean, and then of course, the morgue employee.
We wonder who that was. Candyman.
Anyway. Yeah, he's in it.
He's great. Yeah, I heard he's not doing well.
Yeah, he looked rough.
Yeah,
but it was great. It was great. He was really excited to do.
Yeah,
to do
he's
the
amazing.
Movie, so.
I actually tried to get him on our show once, but didn't happen.
Candyman. I didn't like the one, like
the new one.
The new
one.
It was I couldn't even watch
horrendous.
It. I turned it on and I started watching it. And I was like, oh, what is this?
Yeah, I can't.
I was like, this is not.
If it ain't Tony Todd, I don't want to watch it.
It was I couldn't watch that one. I couldn't watch the second one.
It's okay. I didn't. It's horrible with remakes because you do it good or you do it bad. The Nightmare on Elm Street one, horrible, because the guy that played him was in Warriors.
Yeah,
come out and play. You know that guy.
Come out and play, yay!
He didn't do a good job. He wasn't that great as Freddy. There was some points and some good parts that he did where it was like, well, this guy's all right, and then he just messed it up. So I was like, it's not working for me. I watched the whole movie. Don't
you
get me wrong.
You can't make Freddy dark, like really dark and dank. Freddy was a bad Alec.
Yeah.
He was, you know, smart speaking in a manner. You can't make him. He was funny, okay?
I mean, yeah, they made him funny after a bit, but the first one, he was dark as heck. That was amazing.
I mean, he still had his puns. He was very punny.
Yeah.
And you can't make him just a dark character like that without the puns and the, you know, it's just not who he is.
Yeah, and he's also like, what? I think he was like 5'7".
Yeah, he was short.
I was like, dude, you can't. And then he had to get people that were smaller to you know, play with him so he looked taller. It's like, you can't do that. You got to make him at least like tall enough.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I watched it. There was some good parts and some alright parts. But when he talked, he just, I don't know. It
wasn't right. It wasn't click. Freddy's.
Yeah, it wasn't Robert Englund. But it's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre when they remade those. Those weren't too bad. Those I could.
There's
do
a with, lot of remakes.
Yeah, there's tons. But some of them were good. Some of them were, you know, whatever. Yeah. But
and then the sequels.
Yeah, the sequels. I liked the new Child's Play. I think they did great with that. That's my opinion.
I did like that because it's normal. So in our generation, a killer like a possessed doll like that one. Yeah. See, I used to have like a Teddy Ruxpin, or You know, like, and their mouths move and everything. And I had one of those, and you put the tape in and it plays or whatever. And so it was more realistic for our generation for that Chucky. And then you come up to now to Child's Play, and AI is what this generation is. So these kids in this generation would get more scared over that kind of a doll than the ones we had. So of course we're going to, you know, but that was cool.
Yep.
I thought it was right. It was right for.
It was perfect.
Right.
I thought it was perfect. I mean, people were like, "Oh, I don't like it because it's not the real. It's not supposed to be like the other one. It's supposed.
It's not going
to
be scary. You know, it's gonna draw the crowd, the original crowds, right? If you were to be like the other one, but that's not what you want. What you want is to draw new crowds, new people.
Because this generation is not going to watch the older movies.
No, it's going to be boring.
Yeah. I think if they remake The Exorcist, the actual Exorcist,
they could do really cool things with that.
That would be amazing if they do it wrong.
I did like the one that
they did with the
more recent. Yeah,
it was all right.
Well, they had some of the original cast in it.
Yeah,
so
that was good.
I did like that.
And she poked her eyes up.
Yeah,
I was like, yes.
And it was actually pretty creepy.
Yeah.
It was pretty creepy.
It was.
So
it was creepy. She was really creepy. She did really good, that kid.
Yeah, both of those kids did good. So that was worth the watch.
Yeah, that was
definitely worth it.
I know they're making another one. Not sure what it's going to be called, but that's what I heard. I know the new Conjuring's coming out, which is the last one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I think it's called Last Rites or something like that.
I don't know, but I think isn't that coming out on Netflix?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be coming out, I think, on Netflix.
That'd be cool.
At some point.
I'll watch it.
I just saw it. Like, I saw it in the corner of the streaming.
Is it called Conjuring something?
It was The Conjuring. It was new. It was brand new.
I don't think that's it. I think it's called Last Rites. It's got a picture of him on it with her and they're standing.
Yeah, it's like a, where she's in a basement and she's going to get, they showed the trailer. I believe this is the one where they dive into that. Moment that she was possessed at one point that really messed her up.
Okay.
Do you remember hearing that story in one of the Conjurings? Where they went to the house and she had gotten, you know, possessed in the basement.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
I think this kind of looks at that.
Well, that'd be cool.
And gets into that story.
She says it in almost every one of them.
Yeah, because it affected her big time. It put her in for a while she couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
It traumatized her.
Not
well, obviously,
a major
like wouldn't he, not well, credit. Yeah, but wouldn't that traumatize you?
No.
It would probably try to traumatize me for the rest of my life.
I'd be like, I'm possessed, not without a major credit card. Like what? Did you see the devil? All right, hang on a minute. Here you go. You're like, you got the guy standing there going, insufficient funds. What do you mean? I just paid my bill.
Yeah.
You're the devil. I doubt it.
The check is in the mail.
Yeah, the check is in the mail. Nobody mails anything anymore. Pay it online. We don't have access. Our wires keep burning out. We have no Wi-Fi.
It doesn't reach down
and
here.
How does anyone live down there? We have dial-up. No, you don't, because if your wires are burning, you don't have dial-up either. Remember that sound?
Yep.
Oh, Lord. It's terrible.
You'd hear the pating, pating, and that would go, you've got mail.
Oh, I hated that. I always hated, you've got mail. No, no, I don't. And you look and you're like, damn it, I got mail.
That's when the validation era began.
And then all the Yahoo chats and all the chat rooms, and you just talk to whoever, and people would argue.
But if you signed on and it didn't say you've got mail, it was like instant depression.
Yeah, you're like,
nobody loves me.
Yeah.
You gave all your email to all your friends.
Not fair. Yeah, you gave all your friends and family, like, email me, tell me you love me.
You hope you get one from your girlfriend.
Yeah, and she's like, you're stupid. Who cares if you got email? It's so dumb. I had somebody ask me, what is email?
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, they're like, I don't even know what it means. It's electronic mail. You know, just.
Yeah, because I guess, you know, by you say it like that all the time.
And they're like, oh, that's what the E is. No, it's extravagant mail.
Yeah. It's exciting mail.
It's excellent. It's, and for Spanish, it's excelente. Anyway. Ole. No, I'm just kidding.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Bing, ding, 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 ding. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, that'd be great with the horns.
Mucho excelente.
Oh, you like. No.
Well, it's funny that that voice is like so a translator for when you're trying to learn.
Yeah.
English or Spanish. And it's like they make it like upbeat. Oh, like Brendan Fraser.
Yes.
In. Oh, what was that one? Where he has to make the wishes. Yes. Yes. He's like, I speak Spanish.
I love like, that movie.
But his voice is perfect for that, like, well, that teaching.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, exactly. He's like, I never knew I could do that.
He's like, I speak Spanish?
I speak Espanol?
Yes, Espanol?
It's pretty funny.
I speak Espanol.
Yeah. I'd be probably excited if I woke up somewhere and just speaking
randomly
and
speaking
understanding
Spanish.
It.
Yeah, I'd be like,
it would be
my
awesome.
My wife would be happy.
Yeah, she would be excited.
She'd be like, about time.
I know.
I'd be like, yeah, but I don't want to keep doing this every day. No one's going to know what I'm saying.
You were listening to books on tape all night long. You got brainwashed.
Yeah. Like, wake up and be like, hey, but I'm a day later.
Yeah. You just repeated like the last few sentences that you heard.
Yeah. Like yeah. I couldn't. I would be aggravated because then I'd have to go to work and I'd constantly speak Spanish. People wouldn't understand me.
Mm.
Like I want you to do
yeah, but they don't half the time they don't listen anyway.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, whatever.
So I mean, what'd be the difference?
I'm going to give some shout outs at the second half of the show. So
absolutely.
You guys stay tuned. Not without a major credit card.
I'm not going to stay tuned.
Just like pointing. Nah, people are probably
not
like,
without a major
we're
credit
not going to stay tuned. They're just stupid. Talking about movies. Sounds like the guy just did our intro. Here's talking Billy's not your cup of tea. They're gonna talk about cheese and chicken and major credit
cheese
card.
And chicken.
Stuffed birds.
Movies and major credit cards.
Talking about Cardinals and Blue Jays. And I don't even know what that means, but whatever. Here's Chuck and
you can
Billy.
Stay
it's
tuned in
company.
If you want, or you can change the channel.
If you just want to leave, I don't care. I could do that. It's easier.
Yeah, right? That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Do a few outtakes.
Yeah. Then play them.
Yeah.
Those were the best.
When I know, the bloopers.
When I was doing the commercials.
That
I
was
kept
awesome.
Laughing. I was like, ugh!
That's great.
That was
bloopers are the best. Being live is awesome.
It is.
But when you're actually like taping something, and you know that you want to make it like you have like a sort of a script or an idea of what you want to do, but the bloopers that come out of it,
oh, they're the best. They're the best.
It's the most laughable thing. It's the most funny thing, and it shows that you're human.
When I was making the woman product commercial, dude, I was dying.
I know.
I was laughing so hard.
Listening to those would actually make me laugh so much I had tears in my eyes.
I think I still have them somewhere.
Probably. Oh, I don't doubt it.
They're so great. I was listening to them myself one day, and I was like, I was laughing so hard. I was like, I just can't say it.
If you need.
I was like, well, that stinks. I'm going to need. And I lose it.
Yeah.
Something I was trying to say, there was some word I just could not get out of my mouth, and I was like, this is
or
ridiculous.
Just thinking about the whole line, like the whole product or whatever that you're trying to turn into a commercial. Like the whole commercial is just, if it's funny, if you know it's funny, then you can't help it. Because knowing what's coming, what you're about to say, just, and then you just start laughing.
Exactly. I just died.
Or you just say like part of the words and you're like, that's it, I can't do it.
Every time I was trying to say the pad part, I was just dying. I couldn't even say, I would like say it weirdly and it was like, that's not even what I said. Wait, no, start over.
But yeah, bloopers are awesome.
They're amazing.
And on that note,
we got a couple seconds before we just bloom in it.
Bloom in it.
Bloom in it.
That's right.
Here we go. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Chuck and Billy. Oh my good lord! See, blooper.
Thanks for live
listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be right back after this amazing commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Here you.
There I am. There. We're back. We lied. We were playing a trick on... Whatever. Anyways.
Chuck was playing a trick on me.
I was playing a trick on myself because I couldn't hear myself either. I was like, where'd I go?
It was probably just me.
So just because, we're going to play our new commercial, and you're going to like it.
Ooh. See, we put a PSA on, and then we put our own commercial on.
Yep. And then we stay on.
Yeah.
So we can laugh.
With you. Not at you.
This is Kentucky Fried Apple
something.
Chili Garden.
Oh, the
Golden Buffet.
From the dangerously unqualified minds behind King McWendy's comes the all-new horror show of cuisine. Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Golden Buffet. Where your last supper might just be a lunch special. Why choose between fried, fruit, or flaming regret when you can have them layered, battered, and deep fried in denial? Try our signature, the Colonel's Orchard Explosion. It's poultry, produce, and pure disregard for the food pyramid, stacked in a bun the size of your impending consequences. Craving self-destruction by the plateful, hit our bottomless buffet, where portion control is just a fever dream and our only veggie is envy. Deep fried, of course. Dessert? We thought you'd never ask. May we poison? Sorry, tempt you with the forbidden fruit pie. Loaded with ghost peppers and what appears to be candle wax. Burn calories and bridges with a single bite. Finish a plate? Get a free t-shirt reading, I outlasted the buffet. Barely. Great for bragging to your cardiologist, who we've put on speed dial.
That's
feeling
funny.
Brave. Feeling lucky. Or just feel something. Stop by Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Golden Buffet, where your arteries are more likely to clog than our toilets at closing time. All you can eat, all you'll remember, all your next of kin will talk about at the wake. You might survive, but your dignity won't at Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Golden Buffet.
Side effects include chest tightness, temporary loss of vision, garden gnome hallucinations, and severe t-shirt shrinkage. Please consult your emotional support animal before dining.
There you go. Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden something.
Buffet.
Yeah. I forgot some word.
It's so funny because it's so long.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why.
And he says it's so funny, sweet.
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Golden Buffet.
Yeah. Yeah, he says it just like rolls right off the tongue for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Easy. But it's not so easy.
No. I was going to give a shout out to Mina, who's leaving. You're terrible. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Well, you know what? Thank you for doing everything you have done for me. I appreciate it. I can't say enough about you. You're super awesome. Keep being who you are. Super. Keep being amazing. And there's this little girl that comes to my store. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's great. Her name's Harley, and she's super awesome. She's so fun. It was Father's Day, just before Father's Day, and she comes in. She's like, "Can you help me find something for my dad?" And I'm like, "Sure, no problem." And then she goes, "Well, he wouldn't like that. Oh no, he wouldn't like that either." I was like, "What do you want to get him?" And she's like, I was like, "You want to get him a card?" And she's like, "No. Do I have to read it to him? Because he can't read." And I was like, "You're mean. Stop being mean to your dad." She's like, I'm kidding. And she's great. I love her. She's so awesome. She's super cool. She likes me a lot. She thinks I'm fun. So it's cool. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Harley. You're awesome. Thank you for coming to the store. Hope to see you again. Hopefully you listened to this and you heard that because, you know,
yeah,
you're cool. So
that is awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
That makes work positive.
Work's been great, actually. Super hot and fun.
Super hot. Yeah, how about that?
It's been great. So I hope
it's
everybody...
It's been so warm.
Nobody needed to turn their grills on. All you do is put it on outside.
Yeah, you could fry an egg on top of your grill.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to turn your grill on at all. No. You could just open
throw
it
the
up
steak
and
on
let
top.
It heat. Yep.
Yep.
Like, there we go.
You could have breakfast, you could have lunch out there, and you don't even have to turn your grill on.
And you could possibly die of a heat stroke. But anyways...
That's fun.
Yeah, that's a blast. Especially if you go to Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Golden Buffet.
That's funny.
Artery clogging goodness.
Yes, but it was like 110 degrees. Like, I'm not even joking because on Monday,
it was bad.
In the afternoon, it was like 110 degrees and it felt like it was 120.
It felt like 150.
But not that I really know what 120 feels like, but it felt a lot hotter. And then the next day, and of course, yesterday was just as hot. You know, it hit over 100, and today it even hit like 101, 102.
Yep. I know the thermostat that was in right by my store, it stayed at 109 yesterday.
Yikes.
109 yesterday. I was like, ugh. All I did was go, I'm going to step outside for a minute. I stepped out. I was like, nope.
In Nevada.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. We live in Nevada.
Albuquerque.
Or Phoenix.
Yep. Albuquerque.
We live in Albuquerque,
New Mexico,
Nevada. Where do you live? Albuquerque, Nevada.
Albuquerque, Utah. Springfield. There's always a Springfield.
There's a Springfield.
Doesn't matter what
everywhere.
State, what state you're in.
Where do you live? Springfield, Wyoming.
Springfield, Illinois.
I live in Springfield, Montana.
Springfield, Wyoming.
Springfield, North Dakota.
Springfield, North Carolina.
Hambone, Tennessee.
Springfield, Alabama.
There is a Bull Snout, Tennessee. No joke.
I believe it.
I was driving.
Bull Snout.
Yeah, me and my dad.
There's a lot of weird names in the South.
Me and my dad were driving, and all of a sudden, we looked up at the sign. It says Bull Snout, 6 miles. I was like, Bull Snout? Why? Mm-hmm. My dad's like, do you want to go there? I was like, I don't want to go in a Bull Snout. Like that. I was like, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah.
I was like, that's terrifying, just even the name.
It is.
I'm surprised they don't have Moonshine Drive or something.
They might.
They could.
That's why good. Not?
Yeah, why not? I mean,
I'm sure there's got to be a name like that for a street. Not a town, I don't think, but like a street, definitely.
Yeah, that would be cool. Like a town name would be
Moonshine
nice.
Ave?
Moonshine Town.
Moonshine.
What would they call it? Would it be town or would it be like Moonshine Valley?
Moonshineville.
Moonshineville.
That'd be it.
Moonshiner. Moonshinerville.
Yep. Got that moonshine.
Y'all want to come down to Moonshine Valley? What is that? It's like a tractor supply store. Get all your mason jars.
It's a little bit of everything in there.
Yeah, a little bit. We got our copper pots and stuff like that so you can make your moonshine in the woods. Yeemahaw. I don't know what that means, but... Did you ever watch Hee Haw as a kid?
Don't think so.
Oh, good.
I know what it is, but I don't think I did.
I had to watch that every day.
I might have caught parts of it or pieces, but...
My dad would sit there and watch Hee Haw. He was like, come on down here and watch Hee Haw with me. I'm like, no.
I'm
six. I don't want to watch this.
I don't want
to. He's like, sit right here.
Yeah, our parents always used to make us do some not-so-fun things.
Or like the Carol Burnett show.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
where
that.
They stick their heads out the things.
Yeah.
I hated that, too.
Yeah.
I watched it one. I watched it now, and I was
like,
"It's
funny. It is kind of funny."
Yeah, now that I watch it, I got everything. I was like, "This is great."
Yeah, but as a kid, you don't know that. You don't know when it.
I was like, "It's stupid. It's not funny. Why are you guys laughing?" You guys are dumb. Let me go get some kicks.
And then we as like younger kids, maybe you know, getting into the teenage years, start watching Ren and Stimpy.
Yep.
And I mean, that was. Come on, like
that's the best show ever.
You can't even put those cartoons out anymore. Not without people being like, "No.
Oh my god, he's eating the bar soap."
Yeah, no. There was Cinnamon Toast Man.
Yep, Cinnamon Toast Man, yeah.
And there was Log. But the way that they drew those cartoons. And then like if for instance like Ren lost teeth, then
yeah,
like
they would his, like the, show the, it. Yeah,
the tooth roots would be hanging. Dude, it would make my face hurt.
It was so funny though.
But it was funny.
Or like when you have boogers, it would show really close up, like all crusty.
Yeah,
flies.
Or really, or like a big huge drop, like a big droplet, like yeah, it's about to fall. Yeah, yeah. Or if they have like or they have like bad breath, you'd see the green steam. So you knew that was stinky. That meant stinky. As soon as they open their mouth, the green steam would come out.
Yep.
And you're
so
like, oh,
delicious.
I know that's got to smell.
That's got to smell good. My
eyebrows
are burning.
They'd raise their arms and it would come out the armpits. It's so gross.
What the heck, man? You smell really bad.
Hey, Ren. What is it, Mom?
I love that show.
Yeah.
They don't make nothing like Tom and Jerry. They wouldn't even put that out.
Cinnamon Toast Man.
They wouldn't even put that out.
Tom and Jerry. Yeah,
they
I
were
know.
Beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah, they were pretty violent.
Yeah, they were like, what?
And we watched this all the time when we were kids.
Yeah, and we're like, why are you not violent?
Sometimes they would be friendly. Sometimes they would like.
It was very rare.
Yeah, it was just like funny. It was like they would always chase each other around and you know do whatever. But then sometimes at the end they'd be like, ha ha ha, you know, you're my best friend, so. I'm not going to actually kill you.
Yeah, I'm not going to actually beat you with a
frying
pan.
I'm not going to actually eat you.
I'm not actually going to drown you in a cup of lemonade.
Yeah. It's always the TNT and the Acme anvils. And
the Wile Coyote and the
Wiley Coyote, yeah. Yep,
falling off runner. A cliff and you hear
pfft. Yeah. Yeah, with the whistle on the way down. Yeah.
And then he's laying there in a hole and he comes out like, ugh.
It's like everything he tried to do got backfired on him. He drew like a huge tunnel on the cave.
Yeah. And he ran into it.
And the Roadrunner just runs right through it and he's like, wait a second. Wait a minute.
And what? He goes, all right, I'm going to do it.
Well,
bam!
Since he did it, if he can do it, I can do it. Yeah. Yeah. Boom.
Oh, it was so funny.
I always felt bad for the coyote. I was like, at least once, man.
Catch him one time and just devour him.
That guy was
aggravating.
And he was hungry.
He was starving. Always had his napkin and his.
Yeah, ready.
Fork
he's like,
and
please,
knife.
I just want to catch him, eat you, and feel good.
The one other one I liked was Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
Arriba! That guy. I love that guy.
Arriba. Yep. Or
Captain Caveman.
Yeah.
That was a good one. What was the other ones that were good back in the day?
Well, they pretty much a lot of them.
It was
them.
A lot.
Most
of
them were good.
The ones now are terrible.
Some.
I don't like them.
A lot of the cartoons that they play now for kids are very repetitive.
Yes.
You notice. Like, you know, with Dora the Explorer, it's the songs are repetitive. I mean, they learn them the songs that way. And they learn these things that way. That's how humans are, I guess.
True. Oh, so we forgot to tell our listeners.
Ooh, what did we forget?
That we're now going to be simulcasting in a few weeks. We're going to actually be on, I think it's YouTube. We're going to be simulcasting on YouTube and PCTV. I think that's what he said. PCTV.
Sure.
But we're going to be, like, you can actually watch us now instead of us doing it this way. Since you're not going to be able to watch it anyways because it's not
today.
Live.
Yeah.
I don't even think I hit record. Oh, my God.
No.
Whatever.
I think it was at one point.
Yeah, it probably was just like, nah, I'm done. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
That's all right.
Nothing I could do. So, yeah. So, if you want to watch me, you can go on WTBR right now and listen to us. So,
.com. That's, sounds really weird, Chuck.
I know. Or listen to us. Somebody.
Yeah.
That's what
if you'd like to watch me, you can go on.
Yeah. Listen, not that site. Anyways.
Listen.
If you want to watch me on WTBR, pick my nose. No, I'm just kidding. Watch. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
That's so funny.
That is funny. That's good. You want to watch me?
You guys want to watch me? Not without a major credit card. That's going to be my new thing now. I can't help it.
Good. So every time, I think it's great. You should.
So, Mina, every time somebody asks you a question, you have to go, not without a major credit card. That one right there. You have to say it just like that. If you just go, not without a major credit card, no, it's not going to work.
That's not as funny.
No. You got to be like, not without a major credit card.
Yeah, it's got to be like silly.
Proper.
Silly.
Proper,
sort of silly.
Silly proper.
Yeah.
Not without a major credit card.
Yeah.
Cord?
Not without a major credit card.
Not without a major credit card.
Yeah.
You hear me, you bloody chicken.
You anyway. Bloody chicken?
Nothing. I couldn't say anything. I'm not allowed to. But you bloody rabbit. Stupid pumpkin head. You know.
Not without a bloody credit card.
Not without a bloody credit card.
Major. Yeah, major.
Not without a bloody major credit card.
A major bloody credit card.
A major bloody credit card. All right.
And that would be like...
Right, right. There's my beauty wife right there.
Like, it would be like a MasterCard.
A MasterCard. It'd be like somebody with Tourette's and they want to say MasterCard, but they come out with Visa.
Yeah.
It'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to use my Visa.
I don't think that's more a stutter.
Yeah.
Stutter. They can't say the word, but like, yeah, that would be funny.
We're not making fun of anyone that stutters.
Not without a major credit card.
Not without a major credit card. Visa.
Yeah.
What?
Woo.
Woo.
So, is it supposed to cool down?
I hope so.
Tonight? I'm not sure, but I know Friday. I believe Friday is going to be a lot cooler. So, it's either Friday or Saturday. I saw 67 during the day.
I know it's supposed to be nicer tonight. A little bit. Like 60.
During the day.
Oh, you mean be better.
Because, and so, that's nice.
Yeah.
But after being so hot for these days, that's going to feel really cold, guys. So,
yeah,
heads up.
Yeah, I'm going to wear nothing but shorts.
You don't want to see. I always wear shorts.
Don't come down the street and see me walking my dogs with my flip-flops and no shirt on. Because you're going to be like, dang, that thing's fat.
Mind your business.
Stop staring at my booty.
You see me coming down the street wearing just some shorts and a tank top and whatever, just mind your business.
I like your Buddha you got there, big fella. You like my beer belly? Is it a beer belly or is that an
How
issue?
About that fanny pack I got you for Christmas?
I should wear that when I walk my dog.
I know.
Dude, I should definitely wear that when I walk the dog. I'm like, pull out like some animal crackers and start eating them.
Yeah, start eating them. That would be amazing. That would be hilarious.
Y'all want some dog treats? Yeah. Mm. That would be great. Oh, my God. It would be so
that
funny.
Thing is cool, too. It's
and
so,
I'll wear the socks that with thing your is face wicked. On it.
Yeah, there
with
you go.
With sandals.
Yep.
Short shorts.
Really short shorts, like the running shorts with the sides. Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny.
It would be great.
Yeah, so Thursday, tomorrow, is going to be 69 degrees, which isn't bad. That's nice. Right, but Friday's going to be 66, so it's going to get a little chilly. But
good.
I mean, it's a nice break.
Yeah, we need
it. Not saying I don't want it.
Yeah.
Just saying, be prepared, because it's been so hot, and we're just be
people
prepared. It's
going to
be, it's
going to
feel really chilly. It's going to feel really chilly.
No.
And then it goes back up. No, I just can't. It does. It goes into the 70s and 80s, so that's not so bad at the next, for the 4th of July. It looks like the 4th of July is looking nice. 81 and sunny.
Nice. And I got to, if I have to walk in that, I'm going to die.
Very slight chance of some precipitation.
Of a heart attack. Yeah, I got it.
Very low chance of a heart attack. I don't know.
Hopefully, I'll bring water. Lots of it.
Yeah, always, always hydrate.
Bring my fanny pack.
Bring your fanny pack with your animal crackers.
I'm going to get a shirt made that says Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on it and put us on here. And then I'm going to write on the back, have it say, every Wednesday, 3:30 to 4 on WTBR and WSBR. But I want to go WSBR.
That's the way to do it. That's kind of how we say it.
Then focus. People like, look, it's Chuckles. He's walking in the parade. I know you're on a radio show. You're so cool. I'm like that, Chantel.
You
that
wish.
Chantel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh my God,
I know that voice.
So cool.
I know
my
that voice.
Chantel. I forgot to do the weather for you guys. I'm so sorry. Like, it's supposed to be like really nice in the next few days, like 69 degrees Thursday. My name's Chantel. And then like it's gonna be 69 on Friday. Can't even do it, man. It's gonna be like 66 on Friday. And then like it's gonna raise up in like the 70s and 80s. My name's Chantel. And then like it's going to be really nice, and then you guys got to be prepared because it's going to get, like, chilly. And like,
so how do you bring a sweater?
Yeah, so bring, like, a hoodie because, like, you know, my name's Chantel. And, like, you guys can cook better outside so it won't be so hot, and you're not going to, like, melt and stuff because you're not sweet. I'm sweet. My name's Chantel. And, like,
it'd be like that. Could you see her in the parade, like being the princess or something?
Hi, everybody. My name's Chantel.
Waving at everybody, doing the princess
Miss America.
Wave.
Yeah. What would you do?
Well, like, I would like world peace and like, and I like cookies and milk. And I love Billy from Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. My name's Chantel. It'd
be great.
Oh man. As you're talking, I'm picturing all this happening. I don't know what Chantel actually looks like, you know, because she's just a person that we made up or whatever, but like that you made up.
Yeah.
But I have this image.
I already have it too.
I do, and it's just funny because as you're doing it, I'm thinking of that image of that person doing and saying everything that you're doing.
It'd be so funny.
My name's Chantel.
I'm in Miss America.
That is so funny.
That'd be great.
Anything in the world that could be done by a human being, having her do it.
Her on the dating game.
I know.
Okay,
theater
number one. Like, what would you do if, like, we went on a date? Like, where would you take me? My name's Chantel.
He'd be like, I know your name, Chantel. I would probably take you to, like, such and such or beautiful restaurant, blah, 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 where we dress up, whatever, you know. Like,
she's like, that sounds boring. But anyway, my name's Chantel. So, like, bachelor number two, like, where would you... Like, where would you take me? My name's Chantel.
I would, you gotta be like,
yeah, yeah, I would take you like the Burger King. You guys are stupid. My name's Chantel. Like, yeah,
that would be great. So fun.
Yeah, you gotta have, like, bachelors that are celebrities that are,
like
funny.
Wad.
Yeah.
I would take you to the park.
I would take you to the store.
I would take you to the park, and you would love it. You'd have to remove
it.
It
was wicked to swirl around.
There's no way you wouldn't like that.
Well, I would take you to the park, and then we would lay a blanket down, but I can't stand when you constantly say your name is Chantel. It would be like that. Sorry, my voice is way too deep right now for that, but let me clear it.
I don't know.
I don't know, Raggy.
Hey, Scoob. I would take you to the park. I would bring you to the Whopper place, and we'd eat a lot of burgers.
Snacks.
That sounds stupid.
My name's Chantal.
My name's Chantal. I want to go to the park with Christopher and lay on the blanket with him, and we can eat, like, cherries and stuff.
Okay, clams.
He can feed them to me, like ta-da, and then it'll be so cool. My name's Chantal.
Well, I don't want to take you there and feed you cherries because you can get them yourself. I'm not going to feed them to you. You're not a baby. Grow up. Stupid. My name's Chantel.
Wait.
My name's Christopher. Christopher Walken. Stupid girl. You got to stop mumbling your words.
That would be funny.
Oh my god, that would be the best
date. We're gonna have to make up a.
We should do that. We should find a way where we can do like pieces, and then make it where she asks the questions and then do the. Oh, that would be a great show. We could just sit here and go. We could be the hosts together and be like, "Welcome to the dating game. We have Chantel.
Hi, my name's Chantel.
And then we have three bachelors.
Bachelor number one is from somewhere.
It's from Pasadena. They're always from Pasadena.
Yeah, from
Pasadena,
Death Valley.
California.
Death Valley. Here's Beavis.
No, wait. Where are they from?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Where did they live? I don't remember where they lived.
If we had a live, Mina would tell us, but I don't even know. I can't remember where Beavis and Butthead are from.
Oh, man. Because, yeah. So we can find out. Yeah, obviously if, we're going to have personalities.
That'd be great.
We got to find out where do they live, like what town, whatever, and then be able to introduce them correctly.
That'll be so funny.
That would be funny.
Just kind of click it, like click, and I'm like, oh, there we go, play it, and it would be perfect.
Yeah. That would be fun. How many of you guys would like to hear that? I think that would be hilarious.
That would be great.
Chantel needs a date.
Yes, she does.
We could call it that. We don't have to call it the dating game. We'll call it Chantel needs a date.
Yeah, Chantel needs a date.
Again, this is a person that does not actually exist. It's a person that we, Chuck made up time ago. We're not talking about a person.
No, there's no person here. We're not talking about a person. Only Christopher Walken, which he'll probably come and beat us up.
Yeah, beat us in the head. And any other cartoon characters, maybe.
Could you see it? Like, we're sitting here, and all of a sudden the door opens, and you hear, you guys are talking about me.
I know.
And I don't appreciate it. I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to smash you in the face. It's gonna hurt. I'm sorry.
but wait, before you do that, can I take a selfie?
Yeah, can I take a selfie with you? That's fine. It's gonna cost you a couple dollars.
It's gonna cost you.
Yeah. I'm gonna smash your face. Okay, just before you smash my face, let me take a picture first.
Let's take a selfie.
Do it mid-punch.
Yeah, right?
Like...
Before picture and after picture.
Smash! And you're like holding up the phone after your friend takes a picture. You're like, I got the picture, and you're bleeding
got the
from
thumb,
the face.
Thumbs up.
Yeah,
it's like the old college pictures that you take after having hitting one of those like huge parties out there.
Yeah, after you drank like 1,000 gallons of beer, and you're like, woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beer balls everywhere.
Yeah. Chantel hammered.
Yeah.
You guys are stupid. I'm Chantel.
What? You hear it go in the lawn?
As she's saying her name.
Like, whoa, gremlin, relax. Gizmo, it's okay.
So good.
Oh, it'd be so terrible. You see her face down in the grass. Oh, Blake, man, we need to pick her up.
She would have been at a toga party.
Yeah.
I lost my toga.
Put it back on.
It's so hot in here.
Why is the grass so hot? You guys should just come down here with me. It's so cool.
Wait, what? You just said it was hot.
Give me a minute. You should come down. Calm down now. It's like, I'm good. There's way too many beers I just had.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Seeing her hammered on a college campus.
Holy cow.
I almost killed Billy.
I'm breathing.
He's breathing. We're good.
No resuscitation needed.
No. Well, unfortunately.
We'll let Billy give the sound off.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is that time of the day where we have to say our goodbyes, but we will be back next week, next Wednesday, at 3:30.
Yeah.
On what?
WTBR.
On WTBR, 89.7 and FM, Pittsfield, and then
WSBR, 88.1 in Lee. Thanks, guys, for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. We'll see you guys next week. Awesome.